under my feet.
The record reflect Dan Hartman, no relation to Corey Hartman, in case anyone was wondering. It's 99.7 Max FM, 80s, 90s, and more after 3 o'clock. You want to just duck out for the weekend? Ask for forgiveness from your boss? Don't blame me if you get in trouble, though, okay?
Bye.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. Screwing up, tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes, honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song, take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Tired of this town
standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
FM.
I'm a fool. These times I spent, I've realized the shoe.
you're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
So I opened up the show today talking about how Shedeur Sanders, very cocky young man entering the NFL draft, Deion Sanders' son, by the way. He's a little bit of a showboat kind of guy. I guess he's pretty talented, but sometimes the attitude overshadows the talent. And I'm wondering now, is he a round two guy? Boy, it's got to be tough. Tough to accept a second-round draft pick when he thought for sure he was going to go first round, maybe first overall pick.
No. I used to rule the world, seas that rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone, sweep the streets I used to own. I used to roll
the sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. Revolutionary sway. For my head on a silver plate, just a puppet on a lonely string. Oh, who would ever want to be king? I hear Jerusalem bells ringing, Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield, my missionary.
Easily to where I
to listen to in the workplace. Unless you work at another radio station. Because that would be just awkward. 99.7 Max FM.
City in a funky cheap hotel. She took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne.
And more. It's Max FM. Jay giving you an additional 15% discount right now in our big deal store if you enter the promo code MIDDAYS, MIDDAYS. That is the exclusive code that will save you an additional 15% right now in the big deal store. That's it. And on top of the already low prices, are the big savings already, the big deals get even bigger when you enter promo code MIDDAYS. At MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's the 26th annual PAWS Pledge Walk for Animals. This will be happening on Saturday, May 3rd from 8 a.m. until 11:30. The event will take place at the Baraboo Dog Park at the Maxwell Potter Conservatory. This will benefit more than 2,000 animals. The Sauk County Humane Society helps every single year. Walkers will have a choice of a 3-mile walk or a 1-mile stroll on Baraboo's beautiful river walk. All the details and information can be found at saukhumane.org/pawspledgewalkhome. Again, this is Saturday, May 3rd from 8 until 11:30 a.m. It's also time for the annual Baraboo Lions Rummage Sale. This will be happening Friday, May 2nd through Saturday the 3rd, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Friday and 8 to 3 on Saturday. It's all happening at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. There's going to be something for everyone, so come browse the extensive list of items for the sale. Free entrance, free parking. They're also going to have a food stand set up, a meat raffle, 50-50 cash raffle, and more. The event is rain or shine as it is indoors. Again, this is all at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. For any more info, visit BaraboolLions.org.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Creative classes at Brushes and Bubbly. Get in touch with your inner Van Gogh or Picasso and experience painting on canvases, wood burning, creating mosaics, and more at a new artist space between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells. Share a painting class on a fun outing with friends at Brushes and Bubbly. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something hilarious. Get your invitation to the social event of the year. A Perfect Wedding is being presented by Portage Area Community Theater at the Portage Center for the Arts, May 1st through May 3rd and May 8th through the 10th at 7 p.m. with an exclusive matinee on May 11th at 2 p.m. Get ready to catch the bouquet. Tickets are just $15. Available online at pactheater.org or at the door. It's A Perfect Wedding with PACT.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec Lavigne, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true. Motor.
say, okay. But you're motoring, yeah, motoring.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Semi-autonomous mode that the radio station has is pretty impressive. I don't have to do much of anything, which is perfect for a lazy guy like myself, especially on a Friday. I'm ready to go start the weekend. I don't know about you. Journey is on 99.7 Max FM.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
a singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Traveled so far to change this lonely life. 99.7 Max FM.
You
has got some impressive hair, even at, how old is Rod Stewart now? I can't remember. He's got to be, what, he's got to be 80-something, isn't he? Okay, we're going to find out. We're going to use our good friend Google here. How old is Rod Stewart? Let's see what he says.
Rod Stewart is 80 years old.
80 years old, there you go. 80-year-old Rod Stewart with a better head of hair than yours truly. And that's, again, not saying much. Most people do. I got to get out the door. Aaron is coming up next. Enjoy your Friday. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you Monday.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we are Wisconsin nice and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Attorney General Pam Bondi talks to ABC News about today's arrest by the FBI inside the Milwaukee County Courthouse of Judge Hannah Dugan, accused of misdirecting federal agents away from an undocumented immigrant they wanted to arrest.
Doesn't matter who you are. No one can harbor them, not even a judge. We do believe in the rule of law, and not even a judge is above the law.
Her attorney says they expect the judge to be exonerated. A former Dona County, New Mexico District Judge Joel Cano was arrested along with his wife, accused of knowingly allowing members of a Venezuelan gang to live on their property. He denies knowing they were part of a gang. Former Congressman George Santos today sentenced by a federal judge in New York to over 7 years in prison. He pleaded guilty to fraud and identity theft. At the altar of confession in St. Peter's Basilica, the rite of the closing of the coffin of Pope Francis took place ahead of tomorrow's funeral. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson reacting to the Friday morning arrest of Milwaukee County Court Judge Hannah Dugan by federal agents.
I really do wish that the Trump administration would focus less on settling scores with perceived potential enemies and focus their attention more on things that really matter.
Dugan allegedly assisted an undocumented immigrant to avoid arrest at the courthouse a week ago. She's charged with obstruction and concealing an individual from arrest. A huge crowd on hand for round one of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Thursday's attendance in and around Lambeau estimated at more than 200,000 people, nearly double Green Bay's population. Be mindful of black bears this spring. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says about 24,000 black bears are starting to emerge from hibernation. Wisconsin Radio Network.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs in the low 60s. Some showers and a few storms for Sunday, high mid-60s. Breezy, warm Monday, showers and storms, some severe. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. It's 46 right now.
Your hometown station.
I never meant to call you.